Welcome everybody to the R&B podcast. You know it's lit and it's love lighting our path. Be free, be Latrice, can we do it? Holding that talk, cause you know we getting to it. Powered by the king, so our love is his magic. Speaking that truth, and you know you gotta grab it. The love is authentic, so you know you gotta have it. Classic R&B, you now rocking with the bitches.
Welcome to the Classic R&B podcast. I am your host, Miss Brittany Latrice Badgett.
And I'm Robbie Free Badgett.
And we want to welcome you to life behind the Badgett scenes. Join us as we dive a little bit deeper into the life of newlyweds. We'll be having some hard conversations.
Maybe even some friendly debates.
But no matter what, it's all in good taste. So come on in, take a seat, and turn up your new fave genre.
That's right.
It's classic R&B. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Classic R&B Podcast. I'm your girl, B. Latrice.
And I am B. Frizzy.
And this is...
the end.
The season finale.
The season finale.
You know, this season, you guys, we just wanted to come and feel y'all out, for real, for real.
And feel each other out.
And see what was going on, you know, if this was going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Like a permanent thing, or if it was just going to be a little fling.
What have been some of your takeaways, like going all the way back to the beginning?
I don't even remember the beginning.
Of course you don't. Well, let me refresh your memory. In the beginning, we talked about Kobe Bryant.
Aww. R.I.P. me.
Yeah, we talked about blending it all together.
Yep.
We talked about being creative.
You know, we had a whole list of things that we were going to talk about before we started this podcast.
Yeah, but you know what I think happened? What I think happened is life happened. And it shifted kind of the climate and cultural conversational piece like it did with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's a good, it's a good time to put it on pause and really see how the rest of the world starts to pan out.
Yeah.
In the midst of a pandemic.
It's been a good run.
It's not like, you make it sound like, yo, we're going
it's
off the air after seven seasons.
To say goodbye.
So your takeaways.
Yesterday.
Takeaways. We had This Is Us.
That was our beginning episode.
Then did we jump into Kobe after that?
I don't remember.
I think so. It was the legacy one after that.
Yeah, I was looking at the WNBA gave Gianna and the other two girls who passed away a honorary draft pick.
Did they?
They did.
Really?
Yeah, it was very sweet.
Oh, we did Daddy Issues.
Daddy Issues. Yeah, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you mean by takeaways.
What are your thoughts looking back, like when you look at the beginning, at the end?
I don't know. You go first, and then I'll say something.
What did you learn? You know what? Here's what I learned. This was actually our first kind of little pilot project that we did together. Like, we've done stuff for other platforms. Like, we've done a lot for TOU and the One University and, you know, all
that.
Yeah,
that's the same thing.
I like the way that I said it, though. We've done a lot for them. And, you know, going back to the beginning of our genesis, it was connected through them. And it was cool. You know what I mean? And it was easy to just pop in, pop out, and, you know, all the things that they would have, their little, hey, we're having couples and blah, 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 blah. All right, that's cool, but that wasn't really us working together, per se. So this has been an interesting experience working with my wife.
You want to say it again for the people in the back?
Working with my wife. Yeah, it's been an experience, man. You know, from launching the website, theclassicrnblife.com. You know, and it truthfully, babe, It's really been like only... a month and a half, almost 2 months. Like, because we launched February 14th. Now, is it 2 months? That's 2 months. February 14th, March 14th, April 14th. 2 months working together. 2 months. Did you realize that, babe?
We've been working together 2 months.
2 months.
2 months.
How you feel after 2 months of working with your husband?
I think it's been a journey. My husband is a morning person. And he's very business oriented.
That's only this morning.
I am a creative that works, you know, fly by night. And so.
Fly by night?
Or you know,
a butterfly by whenever.
You know, when the spirit hits, that's when I do it. And, you know, my husband is much more structured than I am. And, You know, we've had to learn how to kind of mix our working styles because we just have two separate working styles.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's been a challenge at times.
You're like, you're a painter. Like you actually, his I'm a get it done. You're a free flow. Like, mm-hmm. yo, like you can see it in what we do. Like our house, like you truthfully, like you're actually a better cleaner than I am. Like when you clean certain parts of our house, you're better. Like you get,
I actually clean them. Yeah.
Nope. You're right. That's not what I said. That's not what I said. You clean certain spots.
You do everything just messy. Like you just, you wipe stuff messy. You throw your food. I was watching this man. I'm sorry. Quick aside. I made tacos last night, right? But I had him make his own plate, you know, for once in his life, right?
Wow.
He throws, the way he threw these tacos on his plate, and they're going to have an attitude because he's talking about, well, yours look better than mine. It's because you just threw your stuff on a plate. And that's how you do with a lot of stuff. You just throw it. Just throw it together.
Whatever. Right. I want to get stuff done. Now, everything I do ain't sloppy. Right?
Not everything.
Everything I do
Your work stuff isn't sloppy, but.
It's not. Right. So maybe I can absorb some of your habits and you can absorb some of mine.
I agree.
Okay. Great. Great. So, yeah, man, we just wanted to thank you all for joining us on this first season of this podcast. We don't know what next season's going to look like. We don't know when next season's going to launch. But we are grateful that really, truthfully, it doesn't matter if it's one person who's tuned in or 100. Because so much of what I've seen in terms of little workshops that I've been a part of, little teachings, like even what like secular or mainstream, like Gary Vee, I've heard him say 1,000 times, like, listen, I started off with one view. He's like, I started off with one and I did not care that it was one view. I kept delivering over and over and over again. Same thing this past week, you didn't get the chance to tune in on it. But the one day little summit that Jamal did, there was a pastor on there who he and his wife launched their company. I think it's on teaching finance. And he was like, listen, when we started, he said we had maybe one person that was tuned in. He said, but we gave that one person 200%. He's like, our YouTube. He said, now we've got, you know, 100,000 followers on YouTube. He said, but if you go back to our first video, he's like, it was horrible. He said, but we still did it and we gave it 200% of what we can give. And I think that's the mindset that I think, you know, my prayer is for us as we continue to build. It's like, yo, listen, we were spoiled a little bit in terms of, you know, an opportunity we were given where they already had a makeshift, a model all in and you could just click and thousands of people are watching, right? But you have to build up that level of impact and consistency from zero. So that was definitely a teachable moment for me throughout this process.
Yeah, I think for me, I learned. I don't really know, guys. I don't really know what I learned.
Brittany,
baby, show me something new. I learned.
I'm about to push you off that chair.
What did I learn? I learned that it's important to have discipline and direction. Mm. I think, you know, even as you're on quarantine and you're creating, it's important to have discipline and direction because, like my husband was saying, you might not always get the reaction that you hope for, but I think it's important to remember your why behind.
Yeah.
And if your why behind means anything to you, no matter what happens with the likes or the views, you will continue to produce. And you will continue to go forward. I know personally, I've had to learn how, and to be completely honest, I am still learning how to push past what I feel to do what I don't feel like doing. Mm. I love to create. I love to do the stuff like this, but I don't always feel like it. Like, I'm tired. I've had a long week. Like, I don't want to get out of the bed and immediately come to the studio to record a podcast, which literally just happened today. And I don't want to. Like, I don't feel like it, but I enjoy doing it, and I've had to learn how to, because I'm being honest, like, I used to give my husband all kind of attitude. Like,
yeah, beginning season, talk
all
kind of
attitude.
In the beginning?
You want me to wake up and come straight to do a podcast? No, fam, I'm not doing that.
Like, no, but I used before, to give it was on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, it's been a whole process of when we were supposed to do it. And we've just kind of went all through the ringer. But, you know, I've had to figure out. Ringer. Shut up. Like, that is not necessary for you to be adding stuff in there. We've had to learn. I've had to learn how to just, okay, whatever. You got to get it done. Just do it and get it done. The quicker you get it done, the quicker it's done. And then you can move on with your day. And not like, it's not painful.
It's not.
It's not painful. Like, I enjoy it in the moment.
At the post office.
But I don't want to wake up and do stuff right away. You know, my brain needs to have some time to just get chill. So anyways, I think those are my takeaways.
I think, though, for me, as it relates to you, thinking about last week's episode and how much you deliver, right? Like, I want to try to build a success model for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's my job as your husband to help you to win, right? You know, I know you're gifted. I know that, you know, I also know what you've had to juggle in terms of, you know, lifestyle and adjustment. So I'm patient in that regard because I understand. While I'm not having to go through it like you have to go through it, I'm also aware of that. And even, you know, now, like, by the time we hit next season, we will be broadcasting from our new
house.
Yeah. So excited about that. You know what I mean? So it's been a journey. And God reminded me that this morning. He's like, bro, take a step back and look at the bigger picture. Look at what you guys have done in a year's time. Like, you know, we just recently passed our year engagement video. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a year ago. It's like, yo, we just got engaged a year ago. And then we got married and then da 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 da. So have a little grace with yourself, like, because you guys have done a lot, you know, and you've been through a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I'm excited, but I'm also mindful of that, man. But I want you to know, my chocolate love.
I'm listening. Tell me.
I want to help you to get stronger in the areas that you maybe feel you're weak in, but also hold you accountable. And, you know, like, yo, B, you could do better than that, you know, and you ain't delivering. Like, that's what you want, because ultimately I see the end result of what I know your life is going to look like. Like, I see it. God gives me visions of it.
Oh, snap.
So I want to push you to that direction. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's season one, man. Classic R&B podcast. We thank y'all for tuning in, and make sure you're tuned in for next season as well. And see whatever that looks like, man.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Classic R&B podcast. To keep the conversation going, be sure to check us out on Facebook at The Classic R&B Life, on Instagram at Our Classic R&B Life, or you can check out our website at theclassicrnblife.com. We can't wait to hear from you.
Peace.
Welcome, everybody, to the R&B podcast. You know it's lit and it's love lighting our path. Be free, be Latrice, can we do it? Holding that talk, cause you know we getting to it. Powered by the king, so our love is his magic. Speaking that truth, and you know you gotta grab it. The love is authentic, so you know you gotta have it. Classic R&B, you now rocking with the badges.
Welcome to the Classic R&B podcast. I am your host, Miss Brittany Latrice Badgett.
And I'm Robbie Free Badgett.
And we want to welcome you to life behind the Badgett scenes. Join us as we dive a little bit deeper into the life of newlyweds. We'll be having some hard conversations.
Maybe even some friendly debates.
But no matter what, it's all in good taste. So come on in, take a seat, and turn up your new fave genre.
That's right.
It's classic R&B.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Classic R&B Podcast. I'm your girl, B. Latrice.
And I am B. Frizzy.
And this is
the end.
The season finale.
The season finale.
You know, this season, you guys, we just wanted to come and fill y'all out for real, for real.
And fill each other out.
And see what was going on, you know, if this was going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Like a permanent thing, or if it was just going to be a little fling.
What have been some of your takeaways, like going all the way back to the beginning?
I don't even remember the beginning.
Of course you don't. Well, let me refresh your memory. In the beginning, we talked about Kobe Bryant.
Aww. We talked about R.I.P., man.
Yeah, we talked about blending it all together.
Yep.
We talked about being creative.
You know, we had a whole list of things that we were going to talk about before we started this podcast.
Yeah, but you know what I think happened? What I think happened is life happened. And it shifted kind of the climate and cultural conversational piece like it did with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's a good, it's a good time to put it on pause and really see how the rest of the world starts to pan out.
Yeah.
In the midst of a pandemic.
It's been a good run.
It's not like... You make it sound like, yo, we're going it's off the air after seven seasons.
To say goodbye.
So your takeaways.
To yesterday.
Takeaways. We had This Is Us.
That was our beginning episode.
Then did we jump into Kobe after that?
I don't remember.
I think so. It was the legacy one after that.
Yeah, I was looking at the WNBA gave Gianna and the other two girls who passed away a honorary draft pick.
Did they?
They did.
Really?
Yeah, it was very sweet.
Oh, we did Daddy Issues.
Daddy Issues. Yeah, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you mean by takeaways.
What are your thoughts looking back, like when you look at the beginning, at the end?
I don't know. You go first, and then I'll say something.
What did you learn? You know what? Here's what I learned. This was actually our first kind of little pilot project that we did together. Like, we've done stuff for other platforms. Like, we've done a lot for TOU and the One University and, you know, all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
I like the way that I said it, though. We've done a lot for them. And, you know, going back to the beginning of our genesis, it was connected through them. And it was cool. You know what I mean? And it was easy to just pop in, pop out, and, you know, all the things that they would have, their little, hey, we're having couples and blah, 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 blah. All that, that's cool. But that wasn't really us working together, per se. So this has been an interesting experience working with my wife. My wife.
You want to say it again for the people in the back?
Working with my wife. Yeah, it's been an experience, man. You know, from launching the website, theclassicrnblife.com. You know, and it truthfully, babe, It's really been like only... a month and a half, almost 2 months. Like, because we launched February 14th. No, is it 2 months? That's 2 months. February 14th, March 14th, April 14th. 2 months working together. 2 months. Did you realize that, babe?
We've been working together 2 months.
2 months.
2 months.
How you feel after 2 months of working with your husband?
I think it's been a journey. My husband is a morning person. And he's very business oriented.
That's
and
only
I
this morning.
I like, am a creative that works, you know, fly by night. And so.
Fly by night?
Or you know,
a butterfly by whenever.
You know, when the spirit hits, that's when I do it. And, you know, my husband is much structured, much more structured than I am. And, you know, we've had to learn how to kind of mix our working styles because we just have two separate working styles.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's been a challenge at times.
You're like, you're a painter. Like you actually, his I'm a get it done. You're a free flow. Like, like you can see it in what we do. Like our house, like you truthfully, like you're actually a better cleaner than I am. Like when you clean certain parts of our house, you're better. Like you get.
I actually clean them. Yeah.
Nope.
You're right.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. You clean certain spots.
You do everything just messy. Like you just.
Why messy?
Like
you
just wipe. You wipe stuff messy. You throw your food. I was watching this man. I'm sorry. Quick aside. I made tacos last night, right? But I had him make his own plate. You know, for once in his life, right?
Wow.
He throws the way he threw these tacos on his plate, and they're gonna have an attitude because he's talking about, well, yours look better than mine. It's because you just threw your stuff on a plate, and that's how you do with a lot of stuff. You just throw it, together.
Whatever. Right. I want to get stuff done. Now, everything I do ain't sloppy. Right?
Not everything.
Everything I do.
Your
ain't
work
sloppy.
Stuff isn't sloppy, but
it's not. Right. So maybe I can absorb some of your habits and you can absorb some of mine.
I agree.
Okay. Great. So, yeah, man, we just wanted to thank you all for joining us on this first season of this podcast. We don't know what next season's going to look like. We don't know when next season's going to launch. But we are grateful that, really, truthfully, it doesn't matter if it's one person who's tuned in or 100. Because so much of what I've seen in terms of little workshops that I've been a part of, little teachings, like even what like secular or mainstream, like Gary Vee, I've heard him say 1,000 times, like, listen, I started off with one view. He's like, I started off with one and I did not care that it was one view. I kept delivering over and over and over again. Same thing this past week, you didn't get the chance to tune in on it, but the one day summit that Jamal did, there was a pastor on there who he and his wife launched their company. I think it's on teaching finance. And he was like, listen, when we started, he said we had maybe one person that was tuned in. He said, but we gave that one person 200%. He's like, he's like, our YouTube, he said, now we've got, 100,000 followers on YouTube. He said, but if you go back to our first video, he's like, it was horrible. He said, but we still did it. And we gave it 200% of what we can give. And I think that's the mindset that I think, my prayer is for us as we continue to build. It's like, yo, listen, we were spoiled a little bit in terms of, an opportunity we were given where they already had a makeshift, a model all in, and you could just click and thousands of people are watching, right? But you have to build up that level of impact and consistency from zero. So that was definitely a teachable moment for me throughout this process.
Yeah, I think for me, I learned, I don't really know, guys. I don't really know what I learned.
Brittany,
baby, show me something new. I learned.
I'm about to push you off that chair.
What did I learn? I learned that it's important to have discipline and direction. Mm. I think, even as you're on quarantine and you're creating, it's important to have discipline and direction because, like my husband was saying, you might not always get the reaction that you hope for, but I think it's important to remember your why behind.
Yeah.
And if your why behind means anything to you, no matter what happens with the likes or the views, you will continue to produce and you will continue to go forward. I know personally I've had to learn how, and to be completely honest, I am still learning how to push past what I feel to do, what I don't feel like doing. Mm. I love to create. I love to do the stuff like this, but I don't always feel like it. Like, I'm tired. I've had a long week. Like, I don't want to get out of the bed and immediately come to the studio to record a podcast, which literally just happened today. And I don't want to. Like, I don't feel like it, but I enjoy doing it, and I've had to learn how to, because I'm gonna be honest, like, I used to give my husband all kind of attitude, like,
beginning season,
all kind of attitude.
In the beginning,
you want me to wake up and come straight to do a podcast? No, fam, I'm not doing that.
Like, no, but before it was on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, it's been a whole process of when we were supposed to do it, and we've just kind of went all through the ringer. But I've had to figure out. Shut up! Like, that is not necessary for you to be adding stuff in there. We've had to learn. I've had to learn how to just, okay, whatever. You got to get it done. Just do it and get it done. The quicker you get it done, the quicker it's done, and then you can move on with your day. And not like, it's not painful.
It's not.
It's not painful. Like, I enjoy it in the moment.
At the post office.
But I don't want to wake up and do stuff right away. My brain needs to have some time to just get chill. So anyways, I think those are my takeaways.
I think, though, for me, as it relates to you, thinking about last week's episode and how much you deliver, right? Like, I want to try to build a success model for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's my job as your husband to help you to win, right? I know you're gifted. I know that. I also know what you've had to juggle in terms of, lifestyle and adjustment. So I'm patient in that regard because I understand. While I'm not having to go through it like you have to go through it, I'm also aware of that. And even, now, like, by the time we hit next season, we will be broadcasting from our new
house.
Yeah. So excited about that. You know what I mean? So it's been a journey. And God reminded me that this morning. He's like, bro, take a step back and look at the bigger picture. Look at what you guys have done in a year's time. Like you know, we just recently passed our year engagement video. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a year ago. It's like, yo, we just got engaged a year ago. And then we got married. And then da-da-da-da. So have a little grace with yourself, like, because you guys have done a lot, you know, and you've been through a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I'm excited, but I'm also mindful of that, man. But I want you to know, my chocolate love.
I'm listening. Tell me.
I want to help you to get stronger in the areas that you maybe feel you're weak in, but also hold you accountable. And, you know, like, yo, B, you could do better than that, you know, and you ain't delivering. Like, that's what you want. Because ultimately, I see the end result of what I know your life is going to look like. Like, I see it. God gives me visions of it.
Oh, snap.
So I want to push you to that direction. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's season one, man. Classic R&B podcast. We thank y'all for tuning in, and make sure you're tuned in for next season as well. And see whatever that looks like, man.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Classic R&B Podcast. To keep the conversation going, be sure to check us out on Facebook at The Classic R&B Life, on Instagram at Our Classic R&B Life, or you can check out our website at theclassicrnblife.com. We can't wait to hear from you.
Peace.